Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. After weeks of radio silence on trade with India, Donald Trump has unilaterally made a surprise announcement of 25% US tariffs on Indian goods. The new rate will be accompanied by an additional as yet unspecified penalty on India for its decision to continue buying Russian military equipment and energy. The tariffs, which take effect from August 1st, are a big blow to Indian exporters and place India smack in the middle of the rate lists announced so far for other countries. Five quick things. On the 25% rate itself, India is better off, for instance, than Brazil, Canada, Bangladesh, or Cambodia, on par with South Korea and Malaysia, and worse off than Vietnam and Philippines, Indonesia and Japan, not counting the penalty for Russian dealings. For a quick snapshot of how Trump's new tariffs on Indian goods compare with the rest of the world, read this piece by Ishan Gera. Second, a big concern is how the Trumpian move will negatively impact companies planning to move factories to India. For a quick take on how this will affect Apple's big India bet, for example, read Danish Khan's report on how this may force the tech giant to hike iPhone prices in its upcoming fall launch to offset rising costs. Also read Ishan's detailed piece on how Vietnam, Philippines and Indonesia could now gain an edge over India in over 25% of its trade categories with US, though he argues that the real impact could be limited to 5% of India's $91 billion exports. Third, on the overall economic impact, check out Zoya Springwala's take on how this may cost India's economy over $30 billion. Fourth, on markets, GIFT Nifty, the indicative benchmark to gauge Nifty's opening level, fell sharply on July 30th to below 24,700 soon after the announcement. And fifth, with Trump's tweet coming bang in the middle of a contentious debate in Parliament on Operation Sindoor and Trump's claims on the ceasefire with Pakistan, did Modi's pushback play a role in sparking off Trump's latest call? Certainly, the opposition doesn't think so, as Money Control reports. Back home, Lenskart co-founder Peyush Bansal has chosen to be tagged as a promoter of the eyewear startup, a rare move among new age startup founders who took their companies public. He raised his stake above the minimum 10% required to be tagged as a promoter just days before the company filed its draft papers, writes Tushar Goenka. As a promoter, a founder gets more control and decision-making power, as the board can't take major decisions or fire them without their involvement. Investment bankers hired to manage the share sales of five state-run banks have been mandated by the government to rope in foreign investors during roadshows, report Hamsini Karthik and Manish M. Suvarna. The government is set to raise 20,000 crore rupees through qualified institutional placements of the five lenders, including Bank of Maharashtra, Indian Overseas Bank, UCO Bank, Central Bank of India, and Punjab and Sindh Bank. In IPO news, the much-anticipated NSDL share sale opened for subscription on Wednesday, alongside two others, M&B Engineering and Sri Lotus Developers. NSDL's IPO is priced at rupees 760 to 800 per share and had a robust opening day. M&B Engineering aims to raise 650 crore rupees to enhance its manufacturing capabilities and reduce debt, while Sri Lotus Developers is focused on high-margin luxury redevelopment projects. To check whether these IPOs are right for your portfolio, do read the analyses by Neha Dave, Sachin Pal and Tejal Parab, and Jitendra Kumar Gupta. Also check out Ashish Mishra's piece on how real estate companies are increasingly turning to public markets to raise capital. In a major development, Schneider Electric is set to acquire the remaining 35% stake of Schneider Electric India Limited from Temasek for an all-cash consideration of 5.5 billion euros, reports Money Control. The company calls this transaction the logical next step in its strategic focus on India, an attractive domestic growth market. India's push for data protection is also gaining momentum with the government's Code for Consent challenge under the DPDP Act. Meti has shortlisted six entities, including Geo Platforms,
to build a consent management system under the Digital Personal Data Protection (DPDP) Act 2023, reports AHICSUR. These companies will now develop working versions of their proposed solutions over a three-month period. PVR Inox is aiming to add nearly 200 new screens over the next 2 years, with a focus on emerging markets and regional cinema, Sanjeev Kumar Bijli, executive director of PVR Inox, said in an interview with Sarika Sharma. Despite India's stagnant screen count, the company sees untapped potential in smaller cities. The chain has recently opened new cinemas in Raipur and Jabalpur and is now expanding into locations such as Gangtok, Dibrugarh, Agra, Siliguri, Ranipet, and Kumbakonam.
As cryptocurrency adoption grows, understanding the tax implications is crucial for investors. Money Control's personal finance team has a detailed piece on crypto's tax implications. And finally, Divya Deshmukh's win in the FIDE Women's World Cup is not just a sporting triumph, but a brand moment in the making, with marketers seeing her as an endorsement material because of her Gen Z appeal, reports Mariam Faruqi. EdTech, FinTech, and lifestyle wearables focused on female empowerment, performance, and Gen Z Connect are likely to approach her with potential endorsement deals ranging from 25 to 40 lakh rupees per year. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.